Thank you to the organisers for giving me a chance to speak today. So this is a very auspicious day of the disappearance of Sanatan Goswami. So later we'll speak a little about Sanatan Goswami. So now we're going to be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter six, text 241. So I'll just go through the previous slokas and then I'll start with this one. After speaking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence. From that day on, the Bhattacharya was free because his false pride had been dismantled. From that day on, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did not know anything but the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And from that day, he could explain the revealed scriptures only in accordance with the process of devotional service. Seeing that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was firmly fixed in the cult of Vaishnavism, Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, began to dance, clap his hands and chant, Hari, Hari. The next day, the Bhattacharya went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. But before he reached the temple, he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhattacharya fell down flat to offer him respects. After offering various prayers to him, he spoke of his previous bad disposition with great humility. 241. Translation. Then the Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which item is most important in the execution of devotional service? The Lord replied that the most important item was the chanting of the holy name. Then the Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which item is most important in the execution of devotional service? The Lord replied that the most important item was the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. There are 9 items to be executed in devotional service. These are enumerated in the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7.5.23. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Arshanam Vandanam Dasyam, Satyam Atmani Vedanam. Hearing the glories of the Lord, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering worship in the temple, offering prayers, becoming a servant of the Lord, becoming the Lord's friend, and Sarvatma Nivedanam, offering oneself fully at the lotus feet of the Lord. These are the 9 devotional processes. In the nectar of devotion, these are expanded into 64 items. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked the Lord which item was most important, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately answered that the most important item is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. He then quoted the following verse from the Brihat Naradiya Purana, 38th chapter, verse 126, to confirm his statement. Om Gyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Vatsvavatantitam Andeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavinscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhamritam's cha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bando Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostate, Aptakam Chanagorangi, Radhe Vrindavanishvari, Vishavano Sute Devi, Anamami Hari Priye, Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya has been influenced by Lord Chaitanya's mercy and he's become a pure devotee of the Lord. And so he's starting questioning process. This is devotional service. He starts by hearing and now he wants to hear more. And here he's asking, obviously if we're really intent on making a process or becoming successful at anything, we want to understand it nicely. And so here, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is asking, which is the best process? How can I make the most expedient advancement? And, Lord Chaitanya immediately explains that chanting of the holy name. So basically all the information we get from Shastra, all the information or the culmination, all the information from devotees, association, and the instructions from the Lord, coming to this one point, that in this clear notion of Rajam, Yasti Eko Mahanganam, Kirtanat Eva Krishna Shya Mukta Sangam Param Bhajan. But, we're in an age where there are so many problems, and they're not getting any better. The most expedient way of making progress is to chant the holy name of the Lord. So if we can get a person to chant the holy name, then, the problems are over. I think I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. I used to go door to door, and I was invited in a few times by one person, and eventually he bought a set of Srimad Bhagavatams and he started reading through. And every time I saw him, I asked him how he was progressing and what canto he was on. And I used to add, are you doing any chanting? He said, no, I don't want to chant. I'm okay with reading. And so this went on for two or three times. And then one day, next time I saw him, said, so how are you doing with the Bhagavatam? He said, I've got other things to do. And so why? Because, he wasn't getting the full mercy of the Lord. In the same chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, this point's explained that, unless we can engage in devotional service, only if we have contact with Krishna, regular contact with Krishna. And that comes in many ways, but the most powerful way of contacting Krishna is through his holy name. And so we gain all our strength to perform devotional service, or 90% at least, by proper hearing of the chanting of the holy name. On top of that, we can just take it from a practical point of view. If we've offended anybody, the first thing we want to do, if we want to make any, rehabilitate that connection and develop that relationship again, is to, approach that person and sincerely apologize. And so basically, this is the Maha Mantra. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Please protect me. We're actually belittling ourselves before the Supreme Personality of Godhead, apologizing. And so, you know, the chanting of the Maha Mantra is in stages, from offensive to a clearing stage and then pure chanting. So it's just like when a person's diseased. And one of the cure is that give him some food with a little bit of ghee in it. A little bit of ghee. His digestion's nearly zero. But, you know, a little bit of that ghee will get digested. And then we keep giving a little bit more ghee, and more ghee becomes digested. And then eventually the strength in the body is, you know, rejuvenated, the digestion is lifted, and then we can start to actually eat nicely. So devotional service is like that. Chanting of the holy name is like that. That, you know, in the beginning there's no taste. You know, in the next of instruction it explains how it's like when the body is in a jaundiced state and the sense of taste is no longer there. It's there, but it's actually with tasting everything as bitter. But the process is to, you know, take sugar candy. Similarly, the taste for the holy name is not there in the beginning. So we have to take the very thing which is seems to be the problem, the chanting, and increase that. Then the taste gradually recovers. And then we can eventually, by offenseless chanting, we can come to the stage of love of God. What's that verse? Evam jatanura jevam priya prata priya evam prata nam priya namakircha jatanaruga rutachita uchai asatya rodite rodi jayati anmadi man riyati lokabaiha. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one comes to the stage of love of God. And then, you know, by we start to develop an attraction to Krishna, a particular name and form. And then the heart starts to become malleable and that affection grows. And then as the heart melts in ecstatic love, sometimes, what's the word? We shout out the name of the Lord, or we cry in ecstasy, like this. Sometimes we sing and dance like a madman, and one becomes indifferent to worldly opinion. So this is the process, and we see that's working already. You know, devotees are chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Devotees are wearing clothes they wouldn't be seen in before they join the movement. And they're not affected by it. So it is certainly working. But, you know, the process carries on by constantly chanting. Eventually it becomes more and more refined. The heart becomes more and more purified. And then eventually we'll reach the stage of pure devotional service, pure love of God. So what's the main key to the chanting? What's the main key to devotional service? What's the main thing we have to do? We have to fix the mind on Krishna. Somehow, yena tena prakarena Krishna smara niveshaya. Somehow or other, we have to actually fix the mind in the form of Krishna. And this chanting of the Maha Mantra is none different from the form of Krishna. Namo Chintamati Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Nitya Shiro Nitya Vinakvam Nami Namino. So, you know, Krishna's name is full of all transcendental potencies. Namo Chintamani Krishnas. Full of all different tastes and rasas. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna, it's complete. Shuddha, it's completely purifying. Nityam, it's eternal. also Purna, Nitya, Purna Shuddha, Nitya Mukto, and it's liberating. So, but, you know, Purna, it's also including Krishna's form. There's no difference between Krishna's form and Krishna's name. And when we come to the point of understanding that, we're well established in devotional service. But first we have to fix the mind, that's the point. So, you know, this is explained in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very first chapter. Suta Goswami, or Shukadeva Goswami, is asked by Parikshit Maharaj about, you know, how, whether the Lord's equal to everybody or not. And later on in that particular chapter, he starts to explain how the Lord is equal to everyone. And he gives an example, Kama Dvesha Ayat Sneha Yata Bhaktyeshvare Manaha Aveshya Tad Agam Hitva Avatas Tad Gatim Gataha. So he said, many, many persons attained liberation by thinking of Krishna with great attention and giving up sinful activities. This great attention may be due to lusty desires, inimical feelings, fear, affection, devotional service. Oh, I will now explain how one receives Krishna's mercy simply by concentrating the mind on him. Then the next verse talks about how the gopis, by devotion, now karma by, I come so by fear, Shishupal by envy. So, you know, the main point here, don't, it doesn't matter what state we're in, is to fix the mind on Krishna. And then those lower qualities will become purified. So, the next word, katamopina venasyat panchimam purusham prati asmat kena pipayena mana krishna nivejayat. We must consider the form of Krishna very seriously. And by one of the five different processes mentioned above, one can return home back to Godhead. Atheists like Vena, however, being unable to remember Krishna, he couldn't remember Krishna's form, he couldn't attain the salvation of the Lord. Therefore, one must somehow or other think of Krishna in one of the five different processes mentioned. That's fear, anger, devotional service, like that, friendliness. So, you know, in this, so we'll go to the end of the chapter of the canto we've just been doing in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the question's asked, but what should hear, what one should hear, what should one should chant, and what should one remember? So then in the same chapter, the answers are starting to unfold. And in the fifth verse of the first chapter of the second canto, it's explained that, you know, one should, somehow or other, if one's to be free, one wants to be free from material existence, one has to, hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, and remember Krishna. This is 2.1. Let's have a look. I'll just find it for you. Oh, I've got it here. Just a minute. 2.1.5. Tasmat Bharata Savatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shrotavya Kiritavyas Cha Smartavyash Chachya Abhayam. O descendant of Bharat, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is a super soul, the controller, and the saviour from all miseries. Then the next verse, also on this point. etavane sankhya yoga vyam svadama parinistaya janmalabha parapumsam anta narayana smriti. The highest perfection of human life achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit. This is jnana, by practice of mystic yoga, Ashtanga yoga, or by perfect discharge of occupational duties, karma yoga, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. So remembrance, the mind has to be fixed on Krishna, that's the point. But strangely enough, well, not strangely enough, when Shukadeva Goswami starts to answer this question, you know, all the sages at Naimisharanya, they're not on the platform of pure devotional service, and they're not necessarily performing the same different types of yoga. Karma yoga is being performed, Ashtanga yoga, Jnana yoga. So immediately he starts to talk, as they do in the Srimad, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the sixth chapter, he talks about Ashtanga yoga, because many of the audience on the banks of the Ganges are Ashtanga yogis. And what is the process of Ashtanga yoga? Yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dhyana, samadhi. So actually within that is the same process of chanting the holy name. Let's just analyze it. Yama means giving up. We follow four regulative principles. Niyama, that means positive, that we chant the holy name. Asana, you know, when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, I don't know whether anybody's noticed, but if we sit properly, which I'm not doing now, so well, if we sit properly, then all of a sudden, actually, it becomes a little bit more easy to chant. Automatically the breathing is regulated. Pranayama. Pratyahara. Then the mind's withdrawn from material things. This is the process. Keep withdrawing the mind. Then the next one is to fix the mind. This is called dharana. So what is the dhana shraya, or the thing that we fix our mind on? So for the Ashtanga yogi, it will be the super soul. But for the devotee, it will be obviously Krishna. So we can parallel the two. And then dharana leads to jnana if we practice properly. And that means meditation. And then eventually that meditation goes through different stages. Smarana Vastra, as it says in the Nectar of Instruction, versus Shravana, hearing, Varana, accepting, and then Smarana Vastra, which is in different stages of our concentrated remembrance, until it becomes a continuous remembrance, and then we become fixed in, where the mind is fixed on Krishna. And then, as the mind becomes increasingly fixed on Krishna, we become completely purified and our spiritual body becomes revealed to us. Sampatidas. So this is why Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma that the chanting is the process, main process. The hearing from Bhagavatam and the association we get are meant to convince us to fix a mind on Krishna and not fix a mind on anything in this material world. So, I think this is really all I wanted to say on this topic. Tomorrow there'll be a class on the chanting of the holy name. So now we've answered the question. Hopefully, that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked and given a little bit of background as to why Lord Chaitanya emphasized the chanting. So today, it's a very auspicious day. It's the appearance day of Sanatana Goswami. Sasananda Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, he's the senior most of the six Goswamis. He was born in by the Christian era calendar in 1488. His father was, I don't know his second name or his father, his father's name was Mukunda. His lineage goes back to South India, Karnataka, and there's a whole history there given him about, you know, he's actually, his ancestors, how he eventually moved to West Bengal. And there's a, I'm not exactly sure which town he was born in. Some say Ramakeli, some say Naihata, like that. And but he studied under Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, logic, Nyaya philosophy, and both himself and Rupa Goswami. And when he was young, when he was just a schoolboy, he was initiated by Madhusudan Vidyaspati. He was his spiritual master, at least family spiritual master. But I think it was a good family because later we'll hear how his father was completely devastated when they took up the, both Sanatana and Rupa Goswami took up the service of the Nawab Hussain Shah, the king of that part of Bengal at that time. So, you know, even before they became, you know, external devotees, you know, they're devotees of the Lord, but they're performing a particular activity. They were very wealthy. They were, you know, they were obliged to take up the service of the Muslim government. Otherwise, there was a threat that, you know, their relatives and the village they lived in, they, everybody would be actually put into great distress, maybe even killed. So, you know, out of sympathy for, you know, the living entities at that time, they took up the, even though they were Sarasvat Brahmins, the highest Brahminical caste, they still took up the service of the government. And as a result, they were actually ostracized from the community of Brahmins, from the Hindu community. And Rupa Goswami was named Dabirakasya. This is a formal name for the secretary of the Nawab Hussain Shah. And Sananda Goswami, he was named Sakara Malika. Sakara Malika means he was the actual treasurer. And, you know, they were, in Vaishnav is very expert at everything. And so, you know, the Muslim government, Nawab Hussain Shah, was really satisfied with their service while they were in charge of the finance and the running of the state of Bengal. Everything was going very nicely. At that time, even though they were actually put into that difficult situation, along the banks of the Ganges, they used their wealth to build dharmshalas, or places where, you know, traveling persons who were traveling on pilgrimage could stay and be looked after. They also built an imitation of the Kadambakanana forest in Vrindavan. And so they were actually devotees at heart. And they were respectful to everybody. They got the qualities of Vaishnavs even at that time. Everybody was satisfied with them. But one day, Sanatana Goswami had a dream. And